Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding. And on this week's episode, we're going UFO hunting in Broadhaven along the Pembrokeshire coastline in Wales. The beautiful Pembrokeshire coast is renowned for its wildlife watching opportunities, with visitors able to routinely spy seals, dolphins, and all manner of bird life. But in the 1970s, one spot along this coast made headlines for close encounters of a very different kind. The picturesque village of Broadhaven attracted global media attention in 1977 after residents reported a spate of UFO and alien sightings. Welcome back to another episode of Paranormal Activity. And as always, we start things off with this week's fact or fiction and listen for the answer at the end of the show. Now, as we're talking about UFOs this week, Venus is the most mistaken object in the sky for a UFO. But is it true? Is this fact or fiction? Find out at the end of the show. Broadhaven provides an ideal location for a traditional seaside holiday with a huge sandy beach with safe bathing. It's a great base for exploring, as conveniently located for visits to St David's and the North Pembrokeshire coastline, as well as Haverford West and Milford Haven to the south. However, in today's episode, we delve into the realm of what really put Broadhaven on the map. UFO sightings, and let me tell you, lots of them. The most prominent strange sighting, which drew initial interest to the village, occurred on the 4th of February 1977, when a dozen school children from the local primary school claimed that they had seen a cigar-shaped spaceship with a dome on it take off from behind some trees during their lunch break. Some also claimed to have seen a silver figure along with the craft. After reporting what they had seen to their teachers, the boys were separated by their headmaster and made to draw depictions of what they had witnessed. According to the headmaster, each of the boys' drawings shared similarities. So was this just mass hysteria, children making it up, having a bit of a laugh? Well, I believe not. As with ghost sightings, if more than one person sees an apparition, then, in my opinion, you've got something. I believe all the children at the school, and I know some individuals, went through absolute hell after going on TV and telling the nation what they saw. I mean, you've got to be incredibly brave. There they all are, these school children. They were on various TV programmes being interviewed about seeing this UFO and an alien. And one young lad was bullied and beaten up because of what he was saying. Mind you, you have to go back to the 1970s, and if you'd admitted during that time that you'd seen a UFO, well, you were considered quite mad, really. But this was just one of hundreds of unexplained sightings in the area to happen at around the same time. And I'm just looking at a photograph now, which we'll share on our Instagram, of the boys holding up their pictures of the UFOs. And yes, they all look like classic UFO pictures, the disc with the dome on top. But I really don't believe that any of these children told lies and made it all up. And when you listen to them being interviewed, you can see the real sort of a little bit of fear in there, but also the sincerity of what they're saying. Absolutely fascinating to me that all these children saw the same thing. Now, one local hotel owner claimed to have seen a mysterious craft hovering near her premises at night. And get this, she saw two unearthly figures disembark from the craft, while a hiker reported coming across a 7-foot-tall silver being without a face. Another figure meeting the same description was reported again by other witnesses at a nearby farm. The numerous sightings gave the area the nickname the Broadhaven Triangle, sort of a riff on the Bermuda Triangle, which of course we all know is a place historically associated with mysterious goings-on, primarily the disappearance of ships and planes. And we have done a programme, if you'd like to listen to that, have a look and a scroll through some of the other programmes that we've done. We did concentrate on the Bermuda Triangle. Absolutely fascinating place, somewhere I'd love to go. Skeptics claim, though, that the sightings in Broadhaven could have something to do with the village's proximity to the former Royal Air Force base at Broady, which is located 7 miles to the north of the village, with the mysterious floating objects actually being helicopters or jets. But then when you listen to the eyewitnesses, they'll tell you there's no sound. And that, to me, is fascinating. How you'd hear a helicopter, you'd hear a jet, and there was no noise. So that's fascinating. The silver figures, meanwhile, have been suggested to be the work of local pranksters. And I do know that one particular, I think he was a businessman, he actually admitted to buying, I think it was a silver suit with a sort of headpiece with a face guard that they used in for fire protection. And he'd seen it in a shop. He went in and bought it. And this is after everybody had been talking about these UFO sightings. So he decided to have a little bit of a laugh and walk around various parts of Broadhaven just to scare the living daylights out of people. And he did that. One family in particular was very severely affected by it all, the Coombs family, who were employed at the Ripperston farm. Now, they had a number of very strange experiences. And among these sightings of UFOs, from their car, they saw a 7-foot silver-suited being with a black visor appearing outside their window. Now, this is different from the prankster. This is something that, when it was described, sounded absolutely terrifying, because this thing was so tall, and they talked about it having incredibly long arms. It just wasn't of this earth. They also had constant mechanical disturbances, including their car and television set repeatedly breaking down and having to be replaced. And this is the bit that I find very interesting. Their cows seemingly were teleported from one field to another. And when you listen to the farmer talking about at night, he locks all the herd of cows into one particular area with a 5-bar gate. There's a padlock on it. He locked them in for night. At night time, they were undercover. And then he got a phone call from his neighbouring farm who said, "Why are all your cows in my yard?" And he went out and all his cows had disappeared, but the gate and the padlock were all intact. Nothing had been damaged. The chain was still there. The padlock was still locked. So how had all those cows got from his farm to his neighbour's farm? Really peculiar. And anything to do with cows always reminds me of Skinwalker Ranch. Now, another of the most famous incidents occurred around the Haven Fort Hotel in Little Haven. The owner of the hotel, a Mrs. Rose Granville, claimed she'd seen a saucer-shaped UFO outside of the hotel window. And strange humanoids wearing this whitish boiler suit emerged from the UFO and walked around for a bit as if gathering something. Mrs. Granville went to fetch other residents of the hotel to tell them, but found that the UFO and its mysterious occupants had gone by the time that she'd returned. They did find scorched grass markings where this UFO allegedly had been, which again is very interesting. Somewhat distressed by the encounter, Mrs. Granville did write a letter to her MP, who promptly asked the Ministry of Defence to investigate. And as a result, Mrs. Granville received a visit from an RAF officer who listened to her story and professed himself mystified by it all. Well, at least they sent somebody out, and he wasn't a man in black either. Some sceptics have claimed that the entire Broadhaven UFO flap was caused by hoaxers. And I have to say to those sceptics, nonsense. It was noted that silver suits, somewhat resembling, as I just said, fire suits that were used in a nearby oil refinery, were used for pranking. But again, this was done after the initial UFO sightings and the alien sightings.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In almost most of the cases of persistent UFO activity in a specific area, hoaxing does soon enter the picture, and local pranksters see it as a great opportunity to have some fun, don't they? Well, the Welsh Triangle Flat was no exception. Indeed, some of the hoaxers have now come forward and admitted it publicly. The temptation is to dismiss all of the incidents because of a few fake ones, and it's difficult to see how hoaxers could account for all the flying objects that were sighted. However, so fakery cannot provide, as I say, a complete explanation for the events in the Broadhaven area as a whole. And it's very strange because there was one particular, I think it was the Coombs family, they were inside the house and they saw this enormous, shadowy, long figure, and the torso, I think, or the head, actually the outline of it could be seen through the first floor window of their house. So you're talking about a very tall being that was standing outside their house, and this family was absolutely petrified. So why would you make something up like that? And there are so many cases similar to the Broadhaven case where eyewitnesses are too scared to come forward to tell their stories because they know that many people will ridicule them. And it always amazes me that we as human beings do this. Why? Is it fear? Probably on some subconscious level, I would imagine. Now, I'm reading a book at the moment about the extraordinary experiences of Chris Bledsoe. What that man and his family went through was just awful. Not by the aliens, that was scary in itself, but what they encountered by their neighbours and friends. And Chris Bledsoe told this story on a Discovery TV show in the US, and after that show aired, the whole town ridiculed him. In fact, it became so bad, Chris had a breakdown and actually did think about taking his own life. Chris and his son had gone into the woods to camp out for the night, and they both encountered separately strange balls of light and alien visitors. And Chris had lost time too. And we all know what that means, don't we, after looking back at some of the programmes we've done. We're talking about abduction. Absolutely fascinating case. And after Chris was talking about what he saw, his whole world turned upside down. He tried to keep it quiet after the initial encounter, but then the whole family began to see strange figures moving and walking around their house. And as you can imagine, they were absolutely petrified. After the first few encounters with the aliens, Chris, who is a very religious individual, believed that the aliens were asking him to give a message to humanity. They asked him to warn us to love everything from the trees and plants to animals to each other, to look after the planet and not keep destroying it. And so over time, Chris has done just that with books and podcasts. He's giving that message out now, and he's doing the job that he said the aliens wanted him to do. Just out of curiosity, I suggest you take a look into Chris Bledsoe, listen to his story, and then make up your own mind and let me know what you think about his experiences. I do find it fascinating, I really do. But more and more UFO and UAPs are being reported, even more than the last time I spoke on the subject on the podcast. And hopefully by now, people are beginning to wake up to the fact that these objects in the skies, if not military, these objects, these craft, are real and that they are from another planet or dimension. So why is it so difficult for so many people to think that there could possibly be life off this planet that we exist on? I really do find it very strange when I meet people who just laugh and say, "Oh, Yvette, you're just mad." Yeah, I suppose there could be life elsewhere. I mean, do these people honestly think that we're the only living things in the multiverse? I think they are the ones that need to have a long, hard think. Then, of course, as I've said before, if we do find out that there were other beings living on different planets many millions of miles away, how would that affect religion? Are our governments purposely keeping information quiet so as not to upset the many religions that we have around the world? What would all the heads of the religions do first with the news that perhaps one celestial being did not create the world and did not create us, but that we came from somewhere else? Do you know, I wonder what would happen. Interesting, isn't it? Maybe in the future we'll find out, but I think I'll be long dead by then. Although, I will be watching from afar with interest. Well, whether you're a believer or a skeptic, the Broadhaven Triangle UFO encounter remains a captivating tale that showcases the enduring power of mystery and the human imagination. So the next time you find yourself in Wales, don't forget to stop by this charming village and maybe, just maybe, you'll get a taste of the otherworldly wonder that continues to captivate this picturesque corner of the world. But that's not all. The Broadhaven Triangle UFO encounter now takes centre stage as the thrilling first episode in the Netflix series Encounters. And if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. Absolutely fascinating. It's a gripping series and it delves deep into the world of unexplained phenomena and promises to shed new light on the enduring mystery of Broadhaven. And also, I think, one of the first episodes. Again, it involves a school. It's in Zimbabwe and all these children. Again, we've talked about it on this podcast in the past. All these children saw a UFO and an alien, and they all drew it and they all described it. Absolutely fascinating. And the interesting thing was, there was, please forgive me, I've forgotten his name off the top of my head, fantastic professor from Harvard University in America. He was a psychologist, a psychiatrist, very well respected. And he decided that he was going to go over to Zimbabwe and he was going to interview these children. And he was the first person to actually sit down and really talk to these children. And he really believed what they were saying. And he came back, he did a full report and account saying, these children are not making it up. He then delved deeper and he went into abduction and was talking to lots of different people that had seen UFOs. And of course, every time he was interviewed, he was mentioning the University of Harvard. It was kept being brought up. And so Harvard decided to take him to court because they found it embarrassing and they didn't want to be associated with UFOs. And again, remember, this was sort of late 70s, early 80s, I think. Forgive me if I've got that date wrong there, but it was, you know, if you believed in UFOs, again, you were a bit strange. So it was quite difficult for Harvard to sort of swallow, and they didn't want to be involved in all of that. And And then mysteriously, I think, this professor refused to back down. And then mysteriously, he died in, a drunk driving accident. He was knocked over and killed. So that was incredibly sad. So there's an awful lot of mystery surrounding not just the encounters of the UFOs, but it's also how humans interact with the experiences, what happens to them, how it affects their lives, and how the embarrassment and the shame of somebody being attached to it can affect companies. And people have been fired. Look at NASA. Look at all the people within that saw the aircraft, that work within military, how they've suddenly disappeared or they have been fired or had to walk away. It's absolutely fascinating. The whole thing, I absolutely adore it. But the UFO encounter that happened in Broadhaven, it's not just a story of a strange sightings, but it's a testament to the enduring intrigue of the unknown. It's a tale that reminds us that not just Broadhaven, but all these wonderful stories that you keep hearing about. You've got to keep watching the skies, for who knows what wonders may await us in the realms beyond our understanding. Now, let's get the answer to this week's fact or fiction. And to remind you, it was Venus is the most mistaken object in the sky as a UFO. But is it true? So what do you think? Well, the answer is, I've done this myself. Fact. Absolutely. It's one of the brightest stars in the sky. And I remember I was with our lovely friend Glenn Hunt, and I was looking up and I was with Glenn and I went, oh, what's that? What is it? And he said, it's not a UFO. I said, well, it's so bright. I said, is it moving? Is it? He said, it's Venus. And then he showed me, he had an app on his phone, and he put the phone up to the sky, and then it actually came up with the word Venus. So it's true. Venus is the most mistaken object in the sky for a UFO. And to viewers on Earth, like myself, the second planet from the sun appears as bright light that hangs in the sunset sky, seeming to slowly hover in the twilight as it outshines every star except the sun. And because Venus orbits the sun inside our own orbit, from our perspective, it constantly darts out on either side of the sun, which can seem like a UFO. So there you go. Have you seen a UFO? And in fact, let me tell you, myself and Carl just recently saw another UFO. Again, we were in the car, and all of a sudden, two flashing balls of light just lit up the sky and then disappeared. And it's very similar to the one that we saw again in the car a few years ago, where I told you we thought initially it was aircraft of some kind. And they hovered in the air above the car and then just shot off at such a high speed. There's no possible way that it could have been an aircraft. But have you seen a UFO? Have you had some kind of experience? If you have, I'd love, love, love to hear from you. And you can get in touch with me and share your stories at paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com or on WhatsApp. You can leave me a voice note. It's 075-999-27537. And we'll share that photograph with you on our Instagram with the school children showing the pictures of the UFOs. The handle is @paranormalactivitypod. Stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow, and I'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit www.paranormalpod.co.uk or search Paranormal Activity on Acast Plus, where you can find options to get extra content and episodes a day early. So keep looking up at the skies. Remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.